to uphold me, wisdom as guide. Your eyes are watchful, your ears are listening, your lips are speaking, friend at my side. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Dear brothers and sisters, let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, whose providence never fails in its design, keep from us, we humbly beseech you, all that might harm us, and grant all that works for our good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Such is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of chains, like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind people of these things and charge them before God to stop disputing about words. This serves no useful purpose, since it harms those who listen. Be eager to present yourself as acceptable to God, a workman who causes no disgrace, imparting the word of truth without deviation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your ways, O Lord.
Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior.
Teach me your ways, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way.
Teach me your ways, O Lord.
All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him, and his covenant for their instruction.
Teach me your ways, O Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all your heart and with all your understanding, with all your strength, to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of heaven." And no one dared ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. I am not very knowledgeable about the stock market. I'm okay with that. It goes up and down. I don't really understand it. Once in a while, I'll hear lots of people talk about it. But it's not really a priority of mine. Oh, sure, I have an IRA and it does whatever it does. There's things in the world that you just, part of life, if you will, that we use. But I'm not learned, if you will, nor do I spend a lot of time studying the stock market. The question I'm proposing is, what do you and I focus our first priority on, just in life? What do we strive and seek after? Paul's letter to Timothy has so many things in it, but this one line jumped off the page to me. Be eager to present yourself as acceptable to God. Be eager to present yourself as acceptable to God. Like the scribe in the gospel who is eager to understand the ways of God. What's the greatest commandment? What can I do? Be eager. And then I love the line where Jesus acknowledges his understanding. Seeing that he understood this teaching, Jesus says, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Wouldn't that be awesome for Jesus to say to you, "You are not far from the kingdom of God. I can see your understanding in the ways of God. I can see your desire to learn about God's ways, to put God first in your life, to have a single-minded purpose and focus and mission." And then Jesus to say to you, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." To me, that would be the most awesome thing. Be eager to present yourselves as acceptable to God, seeking God's ways, to try to understand God's teachings. Oh yes, we've heard this gospel many times. All your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, to know and love the Lord your God and your neighbor as yourself. It's a whole different thing to hear the words and to understand them and be eager to fulfill them. Christians, that's what we're called to do. Are we aiming to please God and to get to heaven? Or are we distracted in focusing our energy and our attention on many other things? Even following all the events of the news of the world, I can be up to date on all current events, but I know that's not going to get me to heaven. Let us bring our prayers of petition before our loving and merciful and gracious God. Let's pray for the church throughout the world, for Pope Francis, for our Bishop Brennan, for all who teach the ways of God, for the proclamation of the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray for our world, that is full of fears and anxieties, for a peacefulness, a depth of peacefulness that only comes from God. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray for this community of faith, that our faith may deepen and grow, that we may be more eager day by day to seek the ways of God. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray for all who are struggling, those who have lost employment, income, who are struggling with fears. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray for an increase of vocations in the church, men and women who would be eager to give their lives to follow the ways of God. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who have died, for those who are on our prayer list and those who have asked our prayers for their needs, Let us pray to the Lord. And for all who have died, members of our parishes, families, friends, may they know God's peace and love at that heavenly banquet table. We pray to the Lord. Gracious Father, we come before you this day with our prayers of petition, those voiced, those we carry in the depths and silence of our hearts, entrusting all to you. We know you will grant what is good and holy for us. We ask them through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Trusting in your compassion, O Lord, we come eagerly with our offerings to your sacred altar, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself. By the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, with all the host and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Robert, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days. By the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord Jesus be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
We will now pray together an act of spiritual communion, asking the Lord to give us the graces of the sacrament of the Eucharist, even though we are not able to receive the Eucharist at this time. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Govern by your Spirit, we pray, O Lord, those you feed with the body and blood of your Son, that professing you not just in word or in speech, but also in works and in truth, we may merit to enter the kingdom of heaven. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. God's way is my way, God's shield is round me, God's host defends me, saving from ill. Angels of heaven, drive from me all.